So, a politician, a journalist and a vicar all appear on Question Time. Sounds like the start of a joke. Kind of wish it was. It wouldn't be a very funny one given the subject matter. Because Peter Orborn, who I must admit I regard as a perennial idiot, and this audio boo is only going to make that worse, appeared on Question Time last night, along with another politician whose name escapes me, and there was a vicar in the audience. And they were talking about the Rochdale child grooming and rape case, where the issue is, well, first of all, that 9 men were jailed for various sexual-related crimes, including grooming, rape, which is bad enough. There's been a question as to whether race has anything to do with it because they were all Pakistani men targeting young women, which I think is... All right, I can see why people said that. I think it's rubbish, and I don't think it's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about why these young girls were targeted and how we can prevent it. However, Peter Orborn, and I'm not making this up, said, quote, "What does it tell us about what's happened to our society when we have 12-year-old girls, 13-year-old girls who are happy to give up their affection and their beauty to men in exchange for a packet of crisps or a bit of credit on their mobile phone?" Not only was that a shocking thing to say, it was shocking that it didn't go unchallenged. In fact, it was reinforced by at least one of the panel member and a vicar in the audience who basically waffled through it as though he was the victim of a misunderstanding because people couldn't make out what he was talking about. And I'm truly astounded that it was unchallenged, and I think it's disgraceful. I'm not suggesting he should be censured or anything like that. I think the best thing to do with poor ideas and poor responses to things to debate them and talk about them and shame the people who did it. There's no need to censor, but this is just blaming the victim. And it seems to me, excuse me, and I have to say, there's a temptation to say this was just men trying to address rape, but none of the women picked up on this either. A couple in the audience did, but they were sort of given their little say and then largely ignored. But it seems to me that there's this idea that a transaction has taken place, therefore this was consensual. I'm afraid that when you've got 12-year-old girls, you know, fledgling young women just about to grow up, I don't care if there is a transaction, and I don't care what takes place. As far as I'm concerned, a crime has been committed, and we don't discuss this as if that because a transaction take place, something changed hands in exchange for something else. We don't judge that as if the girls were then somehow culpable on this. And I think Peter Orborn, the politician whose name escapes me, and the vicar in the audience should be utterly ashamed of themselves.